And I also enjoy the face-to-face with employees. And I think I really have chosen this field of benefits, this discipline, because I want to help employees maximize the benefits that are offered to them.
Don't conduct your analysis in isolation, because data is so incredibly powerful.
Not defending just the tribe, but defending the organization.
Those creative people that you really want to keep empowered, keep excited, keep motivated, keep thinking.
A good experience pays dividends down the line.
Stereotypes tend to break down in proximity.
Welcome to We're Only Human, a podcast about human resources, business, technology, and the workplace. My name is Ben Eubanks, your host, and I'm so glad you're here.
Hey everyone, it's Ben Eubanks. Hope you're doing well, having a great day. I got my start as an author, as a writer online. I got my start, if you can believe it, writing about my experience getting my HR certification. I was talking about the weekly things I was learning. I was sharing about those things. And I honestly did it sort of in a public way just to hold myself accountable. And what was interesting is after weeks of this, so 1 week I was sick or delayed and couldn't publish on time. I started getting messages from people saying, hey, what happened? Did you quit? You know, are you still going? And I realized other people were actually following that. And it piqued my curiosity because this was only my own purpose, you know, done for myself. But I found that other people were really curious and following along and want to know more about it. So I got my start there, wrote about it, shared about it. And then once I got certified, produced a short ebook on how to get certified, how I had taken that path myself. I didn't use a local group or a study group. I did it solo. And I talked about how I did that. And that was an interesting sort of endeavor. Helped a lot of people. Hundreds of people ended up buying that ebook. And I put together a more extensive course later on, sharing more about that once I got my SPHR certification. And over time, I wrote a lot and shared a lot. And still to this day, love talking about certification because it's a thing that many of us hold very tightly as HR leaders. We care a lot about it. If you have your SHRM certification, then you think it's a great way to go. If you have been certified by HRCI, you're leaning that direction. So today I want to take a few minutes and talk through some of those things because I had a chance recently to interview Summer Martin, and you'll hear that interview in just a little bit, about a specific certification for benefits, CEBS. And she'll talk more about what that is, what it looks like, who should potentially get it, and why she personally pursued that. But I was thinking through this episode, this conversation with Summer. It's very brief, but I thought about the certifications overall that we lean into as HR professionals. And if you're listening to this somewhere else in the world, you may have one from CIPD or HRPA or whatever your country's specific regional sort of certification is, you can check that out. But overall, I believe in the value of certification. I believe in the value of HR leaders putting a stake in the ground saying, I know what it takes to be successful, and I'm going to lean in on that. Now, do you have to have a certification to be successful? Certainly not. Absolutely not. I met plenty of them who were great, high quality, high impact HR leaders, recruiting leaders, talent leaders that had never once been certified in anything and didn't ever plan to be. And that's perfectly fine. But if you're thinking about it, you're leaning into it, you're looking for a way to stand out in the hiring process, you want to prove your abilities, you want to strengthen yourself and prove to yourself you can do that, any of those reasons are perfectly fine. I want to talk for just a minute about those. So a couple of things. When someone asks me, and the most popular post I've ever written still gets tens of thousands of people visiting every single month reading this is, should I get my HRCI certification or my SHRM certification? And the truth is, there's not one that fits everybody. When someone asks me that question, hey, what should I do? My answer back to them is, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? So for example, let's say you're at this crossroads trying to decide what's next for you. If you are, I don't know, if you're working for a smaller company, all the compliance responsibilities on your shoulders, and you've got to know your stuff. You've got to know your nuts and bolts of what's legal, what's not, how to handle this benefits thing, how to deal with this thing on the recruiting side. If you've got to know those things and you're wearing a lot of hats like that, then HRCS certifications, and I say that Human Resources Certification Institute, their certifications are a good fit for you. PHR for more junior and SPHR for more senior, GPHR if you're global. But their certifications are more fit for that. Whereas if you're in a very large company, you are navigating that sort of career ladder, that career maze in the larger organization, you want to maybe take a leadership role at some point or be a subject matter expert. There's a lot of communicating and consulting with the organization and your stakeholders. There's not nearly as much need broadly for compliance knowledge. So the SHRM certifications will be a better fit for that kind of person. If that's where you want to go, that's where you're working currently, that sort of example would fit you really well. In a smaller company, guess what? There's not a single bit of U.S.-related federal compliance laws, specific state things. Those are not anywhere on the SHRM exam. So they will not help you at all if you want to prove that you know what it takes to keep your company legally compliant. Okay, so that's an example of that breakdown, how it's different for everybody. Should you get this one? Should you get that one? There are people who argue about it and everything else, but there's my quick take on that. There are also a lot of recruiting certifications. If you look at the recruiter side of things, there are certifications that have been out for years. It's funny because for a long time, the comment was, they don't have a degree for recruiting in college. No, recruiting is a lot like sales in that there are lots of certifications. There are some tools you can get certified in using, things like that, but it's pretty broad. There were some great certifications years ago. I believe they're still around, called AIRS, A-I-R-S, and you could get certified in using social media tools for sourcing candidates and things like that. But overall, the take on certification is there are some industries, there are some professions where it's highly coveted, highly respected. When you're in the IT space and you get these certs, that means you have some credibility. And I believe the same thing is true for HR. When you see the number of job postings out there that require this or expect this, or it's nice to have, but they're still going to put you at the top of the pile compared to someone else that doesn't have them, there's a lot of value to having those in place. Excuse the longer commentary here opening the episode today, but I wanted to give that little snippet there on that. If you want to read more about it, I'll drop some of those links into the show notes, because anyone who's curious about certification overall, there'll be some resources and things there. And by the way, I don't actually sell anything anymore to help with certification. It's just a lot to keep up with. It changes every couple of years. And we've made those resources, put those resources out there, and anyone can get them actually for free. But if you are thinking about certification of any kind, it's my encouragement, pick the one that fits you best and go forward. If someone else has something to say about it, that's okay. They can say it to themselves because you don't need to hear it. Focus on the positive, focus on proceeding and leaning forward in your career and having that impact you want to have as an HR pro, as a recruiting pro, or as we're about to hear from Summer Martin, as someone who really deeply cares about benefits. That's the thing that she's focused on, she cares about. Again, I've talked about certs across the spectrum. There are certs in other areas as well, like compensation and things like that. So whatever area you care most about, lean into that. Look for ways to focus on that and become the expert there, and it's going to serve you well in your career. All that said, let's get out of the way and hear the conversation with Summer Martin on how she pursued the CEBS certification, why she did, and some recommendations. If you're one of those people out there who really gets excited about employee benefits, you can check that out. And by the way, if you missed it recently, great episode if you love benefits with Melissa Cassidy. She's a former broker turned HR pro, and she talks about how to turn the tables on your brokers and your consultants and how to get the upper hand in those negotiations and take control. Great discussion. I'll make sure that link is in the show notes as well. And now, here's Summer Martin. Hey, everyone. It's Ben Eubanks here for We're Only Human. Excited to have you here with us and looking forward to talking about something we've touched on benefits a little bit here and there on the show, but I'm really curious to talk today to Summer Martin because she's a friend of mine here in Huntsville, Alabama, where we're both based. And as you'll hear in just a few minutes, she recently took a test, got the certified around benefits. And so I want to talk to her about that. For anyone else who's out there in the world of HR that's curious about that, has thought about that, I wanted to help tell that story and let her share some of the reasoning behind it, what it's like, all the good stuff. In case someone else is thinking about that, it would give you a little bit of a roadmap for how to match up with your own experiences. So Summer, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited. Thanks, Ben.
Absolutely. So before I get into some of the fun stuff about benefits and all the other nerdy things that thrill our HR hearts, would you tell the audience more about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So I am about 6 years into my HR career. I am a human resources generalist, and I have been for the bulk of the last 6 years doing more of a generalist role. I'm from the Huntsville area. I got my undergrad in human resources from the University of North Alabama, and I went on to do my MBA there as well. So I work for a smaller firm, a defense contractor here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay, wonderful. Awesome. For anyone who's outside the Huntsville area, other than DC, Huntsville is the next closest or next highest volume of defense contractors. So lots of companies in the area, that's where people end up working in. So if you're not working that here, you're actually more the anomaly than the otherwise. So there's your little bit of snippet for Huntsville for anyone who's not here already. Mm-hmm. All right. So as I mentioned earlier at the kind of the intro there, I saw recently you posted on LinkedIn, you got your CEBS certification. So before I go any further, what does that actually stand for?
Yeah. So it's Certified Employee Benefit Specialist.
Okay. So what's that all about? Obviously it's about benefits, but why did you decide to like, this is the right path for me?
Yeah. So I have been interested in benefits probably a couple years into my career. I knew that that's where I was drawn, but it's hard. I feel like most of us maybe start out in more of a generalist. I was an admin and then did some recruiting mainly. So I really didn't have that opportunity to go be a benefits specialist in the beginning. So I was looking for ways to find some education that could help me get more specialized because my degree was pretty general, human resources, and then I have an MBA that's pretty general. So I was looking for something that would help me dive in into one area. And so I was doing some research on LinkedIn, and I feel like the best way to figure out what you want to pursue is to look at other people's profiles who are doing what you want to do. And so I saw that this kept coming up, Certified Employee Benefit Specialist. So I did some research and about a year ago. I'm actually not fully completed with the program. I'm working through the group benefits part of it. But I started that program and I've actually been able to get some support from my employer to pursue this. And that's what brought me here to the certification.
Awesome. So you're like, I just want a stronger in benefits overall. You felt like I know enough to be dangerous, but benefits can be dangerous, right? On that bubble of, I wish I knew a little bit more of those things to help me feel like I can talk about it. Is it like everything you can imagine, like retirement benefits and health benefits and everything under the sun? Is it focused in one area or another?
Yeah. So I'll tell you how it's broken out. So there's 5 courses in the program and each course has an exam at the end. And there's 2 different tracks you can do. There's Group Benefits Associate and Retirement Plans Associate. So there's 2 classes for each track. And then you have like a capstone to finish the program. And so I'm more interested in the group benefits part, but you can go super deep into 401ks and retirement plans if you wanted to as well. But yeah, you can do it in a few years. It depends on how you want to space it out.
When you said retirement plans, I had this flashback of doing 5,500 reporting and not testing, and my skin started crawling a little.
See, that stuff excites me.
I know. Again, thank goodness. Okay. I'm so glad there are people that are like, I can't wait to do that. I want to make sure it's done right. Like, because the people who are drawn to it, I want them to find their opportunity to do that. The rest of us can go find something else. Maybe you didn't love recruiting, but I loved it. And so find the thing that you love and fit into it. That's what I love about HR is there's enough breadth there for us to be able to flex wherever we need to.
Absolutely. Yep.
So if someone else is out there listening right now, you mentioned a couple things for you that were trigger points. Like, I was interested in benefits. I want to know more. You're like, you're a generalist. You're touching a lot of things. But like, this is an area that's potentially high risk if I don't know the right thing to do. So there's a couple things like that. If someone else is listening, what sort of things should they be thinking about? Or who would you recommend this to if they're also out there thinking, I wonder if this is for me?
Yeah, I have thought about this. And I think I would say, if you're in HR and you get really excited about open enrollment and you love it, because I've heard both sides of that. And when people say they don't like open enrollment, I think, what in the world are you talking about? It's so much fun. So if you're drawn to that, and I would also say compliance and the legislation around benefits, you'll know as you get into HR and see what, you know, if you're more in a generalist role, what excites you. But if you are drawn to the benefits piece and you do understand, like you said, you want to know more because there's so many legal implications of what we do every day in benefits, then I think this could be a good certification for you. It's fairly approachable. There are others out there, but this one seems to be more affordable and widely recognized in the industry. You'll go look at benefits jobs and it'll say preferred CEBS. So if you're drawn to that area, and it's even good for folks who want to stay in management, do HR management, go that path. It's good to have that foundation because you really go into the Affordable Care Act, the ERISA requirements, things that we all need to know.
Okay, excellent. Because I'm thinking about this through the lens of when someone's like, should I get my PHR or my SHRM CP? That same kind of question people ask all the time. I'm like, well, it depends on what you want to do and where you work and things like that. If you're in a big company, like the SHRM stuff's more navigating and things like that. If you're in a smaller company or it's all on your shoulders, you've got to know the compliance stuff. So the PHR would be a better fit. And so same kind of thing. If someone's like, I really think the benefits discipline for me, and I want to really get into that and roll my sleeves and awesome. Then definitely that's a fit. Yep. If you are responsible for these things and you're at a smaller company, but it's all on your shoulders and you want to make sure you've got things buttoned up. I love the recommendations there. Excellent. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So and you've answered this a little bit, we can hear the passion in your voice when you talk about this, but you could be doing anything in that spectrum of HR. There's a lot of things in the generalist role that you could spend time on. What drew you, like, is there a thing about benefits? You're like, I love the connection it has to the people or something like that. You like educating people. You mentioned open enrollment. What about it is like, gets you fired up?
Yeah, I think there's two parts of this. So like I said, I've been in this field for about 6 years. So I've had a little bit of time to figure out what my skill set is and where my strengths are. And I have found that I like to be more in the reporting of things and also employee education of benefits. So I like to be behind the scenes part of the time, but then I also enjoy the face-to-face with employees. And I think I really have chosen this field of benefits, this discipline, because I want to help employees maximize the benefits that are offered to them. And there's so many employees that are not fully aware of what all is offered as a part of their total rewards package. And this is a part of the offer, and they need to understand those benefits. So I would say that's really what drew me. I really love educating employees. Also, I love helping organizations figure out how we can be more marketable in the workplace, because all of us are competing for the same talent, and benefits are a piece of that. And we all have to have benefits in our personal lives, health insurance, 401k, retirement options. That's probably what I'm most passionate about, is the employee education part.
Wonderful. I picked at the 5,500 reporting and stuff like that. But I remember having employees start and like, oh, goodness. Hey, I remember you said we had this kind of benefit at the beginning, but I forgot all about that. But now suddenly it's relevant, right? Something happens in their life that changes that. Like, oh, now my kid needs braces. Or suddenly we had this health scare and I've got to know what does my life insurance look like? And those things trigger for them. I did like those times when they came because they were coming asking for help. And I got a chance to teach and educate. I love that. Like you do it. I get fired up about that.
Yep.
But I also like the struggle of open enrollment is a challenge for a lot of companies. People listening in right now are like, how could summer like that? And I think it's because you're seeing it not as I'm just putting a bunch of information out there. Like, I'm trying to help tailor what each person gets. So it helps them and their families to live their life, because this work isn't the only thing they're doing. They're trying to live and survive and everything else. I want to make sure that we are helping them plan for those things. So I'm glad you touched on that piece of it. One of the things I've said for a long time, and I've done this wrong too. I'll raise my hand over here. But if you're out there, you can raise your hand. Just everyone ignore you when you're listening to the podcast, just to act like it's normal. But if you have spent 99% of your time picking and planning and putting the benefits together, and 1% of the time actually communicating and sharing about it. This cost us too much to just throw it out there and hope people take it in and understand it. And adapt. The nerdy HR speak we use doesn't always translate to real human speak day to day.
Absolutely. That's true. And you'll be surprised that I have found that you think you're communicating to employees, but you're saying it, but they're not really taking it to heart. So that's important.
Yes. Absolutely. So this here's a fun tidbit for you. You're giving a lot here. I'll give you something really quickly back. When I've been teaching lately on ChatGPT and AI and HR, I'm talking about how to use this tool for a lot of different purposes. And one of the creative things you can do with ChatGPT is you can plug in like your message you send about open enrollment and say, I need you to adapt this and make it understandable for a 10th grader. Or make it understandable for someone who's in an environment in the finance industry. And it will adapt that and it will include examples and things that tie it back to that industry to make it relevant to people. So if you've got a bunch of people who are working in a warehouse, they're not going to understand when you're throwing out deductibles and HSAs. Like, they're not going to get that. But you can say, hey, listen, the way that this piece works on a car, that's how your deductible works in your insurance plan. And like, oh, now. And so you can to adapt that, because as much as I love communicating, it's hard to do that for every kind of audience, but it lets you tailor that a little bit. So there's a fun tidbit for anybody listening in that's like, okay, maybe you want to love or add a little bit of spice to your open enrollment. You can use those tools to help you be a little more capable to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. Thank you. That's cool. Okay,
it's a fun thing and you can use it for a lot of different things, but that's one of the neat ones on the benefit side and the comm side that really has been helpful. Are you okay if the audience is listening here and they're like, okay, I'm curious, I want to know more about Summer's experience. Are you okay if they reach out to you on LinkedIn and connect?
Absolutely. Yep. That's what I'm here to help. And we all need each other in HR.
Absolutely. For sure. Wonderful. Okay. I'll make sure and get your link into the show notes at the end of the episode. Thank you for hanging out with me for a few minutes, Summer, about CEBS and how you pursued that, why you pursued that, and why you might recommend it for some of our friends out there.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Ben.
Absolutely. To everybody else out there, take care of your people, take care of their benefits, and we'll catch you next time on We're Only Human.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I'm honored to have you as a listener. If you enjoyed this episode, please take 10 seconds to rate it at iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, if you know a friend that could benefit from today's conversation, please pass it their way. After all, a rising tide lifts all ships. To see show notes, sponsor information, and our full show archives, visit onlyhumanshow.com.